Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 26th. God wants your heart. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Ezra 7:10. God's people were not doing well. They had fallen into sin and were facing many enemies. They were discouraged and needed help. So God sent a man named Ezra to help his people. Ezra's name means help. There is a reason that God used Ezra in such a great way. That reason is found in Ezra 7:10. Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. The word prepared tells us that sometime in Ezra's life, probably when he was a boy, he decided about his direction in life. He set his heart. Did you know that it is never too early to decide in your heart that you want to serve the Lord? Most missionaries around the world gave their lives to Christ when they were young people. But what did Ezra prepare his heart to do? Well, he decided to do three things. First, he wanted to seek the law of the Lord. That means he wanted to become an expert at knowing the Word of God. Have you ever decided to become an expert at something? When I was a boy, I spent a lot of time playing a game called foosball or table soccer. I remember playing against teenagers as a six-year-old and making them look very foolish. I became an expert at foosball. But how much better would it be for a young person to decide to become an expert at God's Word? There is nothing more worthwhile than that. Second, Ezra decided to do the Word of God. Whenever God said something, Ezra wanted to obey right away. Have you ever met a picky eater? Or maybe you are one yourself. Some kids will poke at their food and say, "I don't want peas," or "I don't like spinach." They won't eat it, even though it is good for them. Well, some people are picky about God's Word. They say, "I don't want to do that command," or "I don't like this." God doesn't like it when we are picky eaters of His Word. Last, Ezra decided to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. This means that Ezra decided early in life that he wanted to teach others about the Word of God. Maybe God would allow you to someday be a missionary, or a pastor, or a Sunday school teacher. Then you could teach others about the Lord, just like Ezra did. God wants your heart. Am I preparing or setting my heart to serve the Lord? Do I do or obey God's Word, the Bible? Who can I teach about what the Bible says? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 26th.